Amen.
Amen.
There's something. That I want you to see. And once you see that, if we have more time, we'll go into gazing. How to gaze, how to look into the realm of the spirit. How can you look? How can you check? Amen. But before that, I want to teach you something, because a lot of people, one thing that is consistent with them that I've noticed is that as many people begin to flow in the things of the spirit, they no longer know how to guide their heart. Once you become very good in the expression of the things of the spirit, there is a probability, a high level of probability, for you to walk in the flesh. And you may even think that because you are still seeing visions, you are still using the gifts effectively, you are walking with the spirit. It is very, very possible for a man to operate without the Spirit of God, without the Holy Ghost, because we are spiritual beings. If a man is kept under the influence of demons for a long time, even if after the demon has been casted out, the character of the demon stays on the soul of the man. So it takes a long time and a renewal for the mind to be cleared off. Amen. The demon is no longer there, but they still have the character of the demon. Amen. So as people begin to manifest their gifts and begin to see, pride usually take over. In fact, it is one of the hardest enemies to see. In fact, a lot of people who pray in tongues, they pray in tongues in the flesh. This is one form of pride. You see, one of the reasons why the Lord said, if we want to pray, we should go into our closet, it is to guide your heart. It is to guide your heart. Because, listen to me, if I begin to pray in front of you, there is a high level of probability, or I may try to make sure I pray in such a way to please you, or to pray in such a way for you to think I am a person of prayer. So it takes a high level of spiritual maturity for people to be able to guide their hearts in that regard. Even if they are standing in front of people praying in tongues, they can somehow guide their hearts against those things. But you see, it's very difficult. Amen. I want to show you one of the most dangerous things as we operate in this realm of the spirit. You see, because it would be terrible if you only grow and you only mature in the gift of the Spirit, and yet you don't grow in your operations of the fruit of the Spirit, it's very, very terrible. Amen. So now, if you look at the Corinthians church, they excelled in the gift, but in the fruit, in the walking in the Spirit, it was something else, very, very bad. Amen. Now I want to show you something. You see, Joseph had 11 brothers. They were his brothers. They were not friends. Please, is the background sound very loud? Is it very loud? Can you all hear me clearly? Okay, I'll try to reduce it a little bit. Okay, I think it's a little bit better now. Joseph had 11 brothers. And what happened is something to take note of. How come the whole 11 brothers of Joseph turned against him? How come they all had one evil mind against him? But they were his brothers. Evil thoughts rose in their minds. Evil thoughts. Where did it come from? If you don't know how to guide your heart, evil thoughts would rise. It will rise. We must be skilled in guiding our hearts. Very, very skilled. Look at the resurrection of Jesus. Before Jesus Christ resurrected, what were the things that happened? He was betrayed by Judas, his closest friend. How? How come? So did you ever think of it that how come Judas betrayed Jesus? Did you ever think of it? An evil thought rose in his heart. An evil thought rose in the heart of Judas. Ha. And he betrayed Jesus. The brothers of Joseph betrayed Joseph. Look at Paul. He was a Jew. But the moment he joined Christianity, they turned against him. How come? Somebody who was high, part of the class of the Pharisees, the high sect of the Pharisees, they turned against him. In fact, they followed him for the rest of his ministry, and they make sure they killed him. Betrayer. And if you check every one of these people, they chose to be different. The moment somebody begins to excel, there's a high probability for evil thoughts to begin to rise in the heart of their closest friends. Closest friends. So listen to me. You must be very, very careful. The way you see things in this world is not the way they are. Amen. Betrayer. So now, one of the things that Jesus Christ said that shall happen in the last days was betrayer. Can you show me Matthew chapter 24, verse 10? Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Matthew 24, verse 10. Can I see it? Is God's grace slipping? God's grace is sleeping. Is Gilbert also sleeping? Or you are all sleeping? You should be making the post. Matthew 24, verse 10. He says, "And then shall many be offended." And then shall many be offended. And shall betray one another. Mind you, the betrayer is not just that, it has been there. This, and shall hate one another. And then shall many be offended. Watch that. They shall be offended and shall betray one another. They shall be offended first and shall betray one another. So before the betrayer, there's an offense. Before betrayer comes offense. What I'm teaching you tonight, make sure you listen very, very well. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All betrayer starts with offense. So look at the story of Joseph. They became offended. Why were they offended? Why were they angry at the rising of Joseph? He was their own brother. So if he will be rising, why were you offended? There are many of you tonight here. Offense easily rise within you. Anger, bitterness easily rise. If you leave that door open like that, the enemy is going to take advantage of it. One day you'll be a mighty prophet, but you leave that door open. The day you begin to see men operating in the gifts of the Spirit in a higher level than you are, you become offended. The day you begin to see your disciples operating in a higher level than you are, you become offended. You become offended. Maybe you invited somebody to atmosphere of miracles and intervention. They are being blessed. They are increasing spiritually. You can become offended. And the next thing that will follow is betrayal. Betrayal. All betrayal starts with offense. Lack of attention or when you think another person is getting the attention. Some people easily get angry when they don't get attention, or when they feel another person is getting attention. Bitterness easily rises within them. Where is it coming from? Man of God, woman of God, where is it coming from? How can you become so angry? Can you become so bitter? Why are you offended that somebody is praying for 3 hours? Why are you offended? That somebody is happy. Why are you offended? Somebody is being blessed. Why are you offended? Even if it's your ex or your former husband or your former wife or former boyfriend or former girlfriend or whatever, the moment you get angry or offended at their prosperity, you are close to a witchcraft. You are angry. That is not part of our fruit. Where did that come from? They were all happy brothers. All happy brothers. Living together under one roof. Dancing and playing together. But all of a sudden, 11 of them became angry. Even they were blood brothers. 11 became angry, became offended. You should watch that part very well. Because listen to me. Any character that you portray in trying to express their spirit, that is not among the fruit of the Spirit, was not operated by the Spirit. It never came from the Spirit. Because you see, righteousness, to be right with God, is a character of the Spirit. No behavior, you cannot use any kind of behavior to justify yourself that you are expressing the Spirit. Why are you angry? You say holy anger. Why are you bitter? Holy bitterness. Watch very, very well. God is love. And that is the guiding principle to every expression or manifestation of the Spirit. Love. You know, some people, they try to find the sins of people, some prophets. All they see are the sins of the people. I can see that you are a drunkard. I can see that you. How come they are always seeing those kind of things, always concerning people? I told you something yesterday. Your mind. Your mind is a powerful engine. Once the mind is corrupted, somebody may think he's functioning by the Spirit of the Lord. But you are functioning by a corrupt mind. That is why we ought to renew our mind continuously. And that is what I'm helping you to do tonight. To watch out for things that tend to corrupt the mind. Amen. Your former friend, you don't mind whether he's being destroyed. As long as he's going down, you are happy. You're a wicked soul. You're a wicked soul. Maybe he once helped you. They once helped you. They once made your life good. You slept with them. You ate with them. They showed you mercy. They showed you favor. But somehow, everything changed. And now, offense has set in. A man of God who is angry, offended, he has not yet forgiven his fellow pastor, fellowship member, still angry, still bitter with a disciple. And they just, you know, maybe they have said something to them, and because they did not listen to you, you want to say something. You want to, okay. Since they didn't listen to your advice, you advised them, right? They did not listen to your advice. And you said, okay, let's watch and see what is going to happen. So every day you are waiting, wishing evil upon a human being, that one day the life of somebody will be destroyed because they did not listen to you. That is more than witchcraft. That is more than witchcraft. The reason why I'm teaching along this line is because there's no need for me to progressively teach concerning the things of the Spirit without closing the doors to demons. Because if you know everything about the manifestation of the Spirit, you will corrupt the power. You corrupt the power. You corrupt it. And that power will corrupt you. Amen. Now, look at Psalm 55, verse 12. He says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. Next verse. But it was thou, it was you, a man, mine equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Look at what he's saying. Look at what he's saying. He said, if it was an enemy, he said, I could have paid. He said, it was not an enemy. It was a friend. He said, my equal, my guide. We ate together. We play together. But you see, it was those that we ate together, we played together, we went to church together, they were the ones that turned against me. I want you to I know there are some ways you guys hear things, but pay attention to what I'm saying. You have to pay attention. Give ears to what I'm saying. I want you to be very, very careful. Because the ones that finally destroy you, the ones that becomes angry with you, the ones that becomes offended are usually those close to you. And the betrayers are usually those close to you. They are in your team. They are in your team. They are in your group. They don't come from afar. They are around you. It is, look at, we took sweet counsel together. It is, we even walked to the house of the Lord together. Your rising will bring offense in the heart of men. And the rising of others can also bring offense into your heart. So you must watch how to guide your heart. Because that offense It's not a thing of the spirit. Where is it coming from? Amen. Listen to me. He is that fellow, that friend that knows you well. They know you well. Very, very well. And you know, they hit you at wrong and painful times. Hush. At the time they strike you will be at the point of your vulnerability. When you are weak, then they rise against you. In fact, they join the mob. They joined the mob. They joined the mob to fight against you. They joined the crowd to fight against you. They are your friends, but they joined your opposition, the ones opposing you, to fight against you. Those people that listen carefully, those people that they cannot defend you when people speak badly against you, they cannot defend you. They are also part of your enemies. Forget. So they will be the first person to come to tell you that I heard this person saying this against you. When they come like that and they say, I heard this person saying this against you, just ask them, so what did you do? They will also say, oh, I was just listening. How can you be listening if you were my friend? Why didn't you defend me? Anybody who cannot defend you when somebody is destroying you, when they are saying evil against you, they cannot stand to defend you. Be careful about them. The truth is, they don't actually like you. And one day, they will betray you. They will join the crowd to fight against you. The one who betrayed Joseph, we are his brothers. The one who betrayed Jesus, we are his own disciple. What about you? Look at verse 20. The same chapter we are looking at. Look at verse 20. Psalm 55, verse 20. I wish I can get another version, maybe Amplified or NIV. But let me read this. It says, he had put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He had broken his covenant. Verse 21. Quickly. Verse 21. Verse 21. Why? The rest of you, don't you have Bibles. Can't anybody display it? He says, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter. He says, but war was in his heart. War was in his heart. Just imagine. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. He's talking and you're happy. Speaking and you're happy. They are offended in their hearts. They are angry in their hearts. They are smiling, but they are offended. They see you, they are offended in their hearts. They greet you, but they are offended in their hearts. Very careful. You should not even be the one that will find yourself in this boat. Amen. So remember what I said. Before betrayer, offense would rise. That was Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Display it again. Before betrayer, offense will rise. Amen. If you grow in the expression of the Spirit, you become good, you become a master, and yet you cannot guide your heart against offense. You open the door for offense to be rising in your heart, for bitterness to be rising in your heart, against your friend, against your members, against your church leader, your music leader, your work mates, in fact even your parents, in fact even your pastor. You allow offense to rise in your heart. The next thing that is going to happen is called betrayal. Before Judas Iscariot, before he betrayed Jesus, he was offended. Before the brothers of Joseph sold him to Potiphar, they were offended. Watch out. Make sure you betray no one. Make sure you betray no one. Especially those of you who are in relationship, make sure you betray no one. Because even as I'm speaking, there are things already rising in your heart against your spouse, against your fiance or your beloved. There are things that are already rising in your heart. Bitterness, anger, rising in your heart already. You can even call somebody to pray and the person become angry. Betrayer. He did not say this. Did you notice yesterday night he did not call you? Even in the morning he did not call you. That is how he starts. Anger starts rising. Before you know, you betray the person. Don't be the one to betray anybody. Let them betray you. But you should not be the one to betray anyone. Guide your heart against offense. If people betray you, it shows you who they are, and it's a blessing in disguise. If Joseph was not betrayed, he will never become king. If Jesus was never betrayed, he would never resurrect from the dead, and we will all not be saved. But the person being betrayed suffers the pain, but yet the Lord turns it out for his glory. So your friends may betray you. Don't feel bad. Praise God and thank God for it, because he's going to turn it for your own glory. But if you are the one causing or doing the betrayal, then you are a miserable person. Very miserable. Very, very miserable. Look at how they ended. Judas Iscariot, he killed himself. You see the way he ended? He killed himself. Watch out. People who betray people, they don't always end well. Their end is never good. Their end is never good. Don't be a betrayer. Don't allow offense to be rising up in your heart against people. Don't become angry with people for unnecessary reasons. Amen. So betray no one. Those are the words I would leave you with tonight. I hope that blessed you. Watch out. As we begin to advance in the expression of the Spirit, once you start seeing things that you can do, you see, oh, I can easily heal the sick. I can easily do this. I can easily do that. And because I can easily pray in tongues now, and I can feel the power now, the devil will come and test you. He will check whether with the manifestation of those gifts, whether you walk in the Spirit. You get angry one day, and then you begin to wish or pray that your own brother will die. You see your fellow friend or sister, brother or mates or anything rising, and you become jealous. Become so jealous. Be very, very careful. You are on a slippery path. You are on a slippery path. Those things will bring you down one day. It is sweet to bring revenge. It is very, very sweet to cause harm. In fact, you enjoy it. But one day, it's going to bring you down. So it is better to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, to walk in love. Always check your relationship with people, especially supernatural relationship. people who the Lord have brought into your life, check your relationship with them, because the devil will try every means to sow seeds of bitterness, seeds of hatred, seeds of anger in your heart, to destroy the supernatural relationship. You must guide your heart. You must guide your heart. Guide it. Maintain the people that the Lord has brought to you supernaturally. Say your family. Some of them are going to rise against you. Let them go. They are going to turn against you. Let them go. There is no need to keep a betrayer in your midst. There is no need. And watch it. Once people start becoming silent around you, they start becoming silent. It's one of the signs that something is growing in their hearts. All of a sudden, they just start becoming silent. They have housed a lot of things. They have kept a lot of things. Is that not the same way you behave? I will not be talking. That is how it starts. I will not say anything to him. Let me watch and see how he will end. Is that not what you do? I will not say anything. Once people start becoming silent, and they are in your team, and they start becoming silent, seeds have been sown. Seeds have been sown in their hearts. Seeds of bitterness, seeds of anger have been sown. It takes the grace of the Lord to begin to uproot it, because they became careless. Some of them, they misuse access. They were given access, but they misused it. Watch out. Watch out. The ministry and the Christian journey is not a 100-meter race. It's a long-distance race. 4,000 meters. 7,000 meters. It's a long-distance race. It's a very, very long journey. And you're already in bitterness. How can you get to the end? Carrying all these things, housing all these things inside of you. And the more you harbor things against people, the more you host demons. Don't you know that Christians can also carry demons? As you host these things, you harbor them in your heart. Keep them in your heart. You easily attract demons. Watch out. Let light be light, and let darkness be darkness. Jesus Christ said, "He who comes after me shall not walk in darkness." He will not walk in darkness. He will choose to walk in the light. And what happened to those who walk in the light? Their hearts are exposed. Their hearts are exposed. They have nothing to hide. If I should take one of you here right now, and we perform an X-ray on your heart, the kind of things that we will find, can we show them to the whole world? The things you have against some people, can we show it to that person? Would you want people to see what is in your heart? What you're having? You have something to hide. Another sign of offense. Amen. To be used in the prophetic, you have to understand these things. Most of them, prophets, they start fighting against themselves. In fact, some of them, they disguise themselves and go and start checking other people's platform, checking what is going on there, monitoring spirits. How can you bring yourself so low? If you do that, you did not learn from me. I didn't teach you that. Monitoring. Checking. What is going on people's platforms. This one is doing this. This one is doing that. Some of them, they even come and test. Let me see whether this one is a true prophet. If you have time. You have time. It is one of the things that, or one of the signs that God have not called you. If God have called you, you'll be original. You'll be authentic. You have things. You know what to do. You know what to say. You focus on the people that He has given you. Whether they are one or two or three, you focus on them. Disciple them and build them. When they come from Philistines, they say, I'm not saying it is a bad thing if you, as a prophet, joins another platform. No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But how did you go there? Did you go there as a prophet, or you disguised yourself? You changed yourself. There was a certain day, one of them, as for him, he did not disguise himself. He just came like that. The moment I started prophesying, the Lord started revealing things concerning him. You know, some of them, they give their self names that doesn't equal their lives. They call himself Master Prophet, Highest Prophet. That one, I've forgotten the name that he used. So when you see that kind of name, say, hey, this person there is coming. Mighty, mighty prophet. And when the prophet started coming, his heart was rendered. You will be deceived by the name. But the Spirit sees all things, and He knows the name you are calling yourself. You are far from that name. So this person gave himself a high name and came into our platform. And when the Spirit started with him, he said, "Man of God, it's true. It's true. It's true." He said that it's true. So you better go and repent. Why do you want to disguise yourself to what you are not? There's a long way to go. There's a discipline to carry. A lot of things to know if you are going to be used of God. Then prepare your heart. Learn to guide your heart. Learn to guide your heart. I'm going to leave here. I think some of you are already tired. A lot of things to say and a lot of things to I will know. That the Lord would have you know. The journey to your spiritual equipment or equipping requires a lot of attention and details. A lot. We'll not just jump and say we are raising prophets. Prophets who don't have character. Prophets who are not humble. Prophets who are jealous, angry, and bitter. The oracles would never be those. There are people who the Lord is going to chisel mightily. So one of the chiseling is this. What you are hearing tonight is a chiseling operation on your heart. Maybe right now you are still humble. When you begin to see two or three visions, would you still remain humble? When you begin to give accurate word of knowledge, would you still be humble? Would you still be humble? Halifara kumbro fenisi sai, endele kumbro fenisi sai. Would they still be able to talk to you? You know, a lot of people, when we met, you can see the humility. The humility was crystal clear. But as time goes on, their real character started showing. You can't hide what you are not. It will surely come out. Please, work on yourself. Learn to be humble. Learn to be humble. It is pride that brings a lot of anointed men and women down. A lot of people with great potentials in the kingdom, pride brings them down. It relegates them. It makes them to lose their calling. They no longer follow instructions. You say we are praying. I say, Gilbert, today, come and lead the prayers. No, God have told me that today, at this time, I should be studying my Bible. I live her up, Kumpra Felicisaya. Felicisaya. That is how it starts. You guys should just be careful. Guide your heart against offense, against bitterness, anger. Those things, try to remain simple and you'll be much more effective. Amen. I'm going to leave you here. I'm sure you've learned one or two things. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow. There are a lot of things in the prophetic school. A lot of twists and turns. A lot of things to know. I would leave here. And I would like you to reflect on the things that I've said tonight. Judas was one of the friends of Jesus. Reflect tonight. Amen. Those of you joining us for the first time, I want to welcome you also. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 midnight Ghana time. We meet here to pray every day, 1 hour in tongues, before we go into what the Holy Ghost has for us. Amen. And in case you're not on our WhatsApp platform,